Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 164. Someone's mowing their lawn, and they haven't stopped, so we're just going to keep going with it. Also, this is the first episode ever that I am wearing a ponytail. I've never worn a ponytail.
I thought you looked different.
Yeah.
How's it feel?
I'm not super comfortable wearing a ponytail because it shows a lot of my face. And so, I like to cover it and have layers framing my face and stuff. I feel a little naked is what I'm trying to say. I feel like my face looks like a hard-boiled egg. But hopefully it's all right. We'll see.
Not a hard-boiled egg. I mean, we are egg influencers, so that, that tracks.
Side note, I know I just said that nobody cares about Colleen's chickens, but my mom does have 22 chickens. And holy fuck, do those fuckers lay a lot of eggs. I'll never have to buy eggs again. My mom gives me like 24 every time.
And I think like way better.
The thing is, and I know this is going to sound bougie, but I always only bought like the best eggs. Like pasture raised, the ones that are like dark orange because they're so great. Like those are the only ones I bought before.
I don't remember where I was, but I want to say it was like an Airbnb or something. And they had like fresh eggs in the refrigerator. And it was like, wow, these taste a lot better. You're going from like the Walmart eggs that are like big cartons and they're all white and they're all very yellow. Like if you don't know this, like good eggs are supposed to be like a little more burnt orange color.
Not to go on a weird egg.
I know, my bad. We're like, nobody cares about Colleen's chickens. Let's talk about eggs for 5 minutes. I don't know what the fuck that rant was, but.
Better than the egg tangent.
Oh my God, I know. Why did we leave that in? Nobody knows.
You guys, I'm sorry that we went on like literally a 5 minute tangent about eggs. I was watching it back and I'm like, why did we keep talking?
Honestly, I saw a few comments about the eggs that people appreciated it. Like they were chiming in with their own egg commentary.
Well, I mean, not to go on another egg tangent.
Oh no. But this episode was the embodiment of rambling. I hope you guys enjoyed it, especially if you're someone that likes our just banter back and forth. So hopefully you do love it because that's
what this
was.
Egg tangent.
Oh God, that was weird.
Literally, you guys left so many comments about that. We were like, are we egg influencers now?
I think we are. We should add that to our media docket for our brands.
Everyone has been begging me use this foundation. I guess it looks like an egg. Polite society. It looks like an egg. Everyone has been begging and dying for me to try it.
Does it look like an egg? As an egg influencer.
As egg influencers, we can confirm. What kind of fucking egg are you eating, Jeffrey? I think the number one thing I've found is eggs. And yes, I've tried Just Egg and I've baked with Just Egg.
She's an egg influencer.
It doesn't.
Hi.
Lily stayed up all night, but what? Why? Were you up researching this? What we're about to talk about?
For a while, and then I was editing, and then Okay, first of all, we were supposed to film yesterday, and Jessie texts me when she's getting ready, and she goes, oh my God, what's wrong with my eyes? And I'm like, well, do you mean? Yeah. She sends me a picture, and it looks like she ate like 10 edibles.
Yeah, it did just look really high. I don't know what it was, and then I didn't feel like burning or itching or anything, but then I think I started tripping myself out as the day went on. Well, yeah. I was like, I think I feel something in this eye.
Immediately, she was like, I think I have pink eye in both eyes.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, I think you'd know. Like, pink eye is pretty painful. So you don't? Though
honestly, my eyes have been a little like leaky, if you will, but more in an allergy way because I didn't wake up with like my eyes closed or anything like you do with pink eye. And also nobody got it. I thought it was pink eye because the amount of shit I touched in the airport, and I'm sure I probably touched my eyes too. I'm like, I got someone's asshole juice in my eye for sure.
We've been over this. You can get pink eye from other ways than ass,
but
that is a way. But also you thought Nassim had it.
Yeah, because his eye was not only red, but like all down here, like on his eye bag area was red and swollen. I don't know what the fuck happened to us. I think we were just like, our bodies were shutting down from the trip.
Probably. Well, and maybe that's what was happening to mine too, because I caught some of your eye luck and I don't know, I was like picking.
I told you it was contagious.
It's, I don't know what's going on, but I didn't pick any of my eyelashes out. I don't know if I ever shared that.
Good job.
But it was a journey.
That was a journey you went on.
It was a long journey. But they're back. And
Lily's lived many lives. And one of her lives is no eyelash life. That was like
that
a year.
That was one of the most mortifying lives I've ever lived. Seriously. I was going to say like, don't ever pluck your. I don't think it wasn't an intentional thing. I didn't try to do it. I'm not going to go into any more detail. But anyway. Hi. What should we.
Hello.
I know. I'm like,
this is gonna be a disaster.
So I stayed up all night, so I'm just tired. And then also the topic is
a lot.
Not the most fun.
Yeah, we have recently been staying away as much as possible, but it honestly is impossible to stay away from topics that are super taboo or have just, quite frankly, like disturbing content because it's so prevalent. I feel like creators are always either getting exposed for something. We just talked about the Cody Ko and Tana Mojo thing. It's just like, it's one thing after another. People can't stop talking to minors. I don't understand.
I don't know why they want to.
Right? It's like, have you ever spoken to a 13-year-old? You're just like, get away from me, please.
Not in like 15 years.
But anyway, obviously, oh my God, this lawnmower. I hope they're getting that grass real cut nice because they are loud as hell. Here's the thing. We wanted to wait to talk about this because there was a lot here, but we hadn't heard from Ava Chris Tyson and Mr. Beast. We hadn't heard, like, that was like the last time we filmed. They didn't put out their statements yet, right?
And I needed an entire day to go through everything. But yeah, it's been kind of developing over the last like week though. Well,
yeah, and we are going to cover it and it's going to be our only topic because it's going to take us forever and we need to focus on it. And so if you don't like this, you know, you can meet us on the next one. But basically what we want to do is a breakdown of what went down, what obviously our opinions are on this, but it's a tricky fucking topic.
There's so
much nuance here and just frankly so much disturbing shit that I'm just like, oh brother, like this one sucks.
So Ava Chris Tyson, you probably know from Mr. Beast's crew. They were like childhood best friends, I guess. And
yes, they started the Mr. Beast channel together.
Yeah.
You have been a part of Mr. Beast video since the inception, pretty much?
Basically, I was there when he created the channel. I was his first subscriber.
Were you also his bestie?
Bestie, yeah. We grew up, we sat at the same lunch table. We were kind of the only kids who talked about like YouTube and video games.
So a bunch of nerds.
Yeah, you know, the nerds. Mm. But so we would hang out afterwards, film videos together, and we just fell in love with doing it.
Yeah. I feel like the earliest videos you guys made really were capturing that friendship.
Yeah, it was just us just doing whatever we could think of it because there was no rules back then. There was no like algorithm or anything. It was just whatever you could film, put it on YouTube.
So in May of, I think it was May, or sometime in 2023, Ava Chris Tyson had announced that she was taking hormone replacement therapy. And you could say that Mr. Beast's audience of however many million at this point, I think it's like 200 million.
Jesus.
A vast majority of them, I would say, did not react well. And we actually covered that kind of too, didn't we? I don't think we went super in-depth.
I don't know how in-depth we went, but we definitely covered it.
I just remember specifically there was that Sunny V2 video and it was just like,
yeah,
there was already a like crowd of people that was not thrilled with this news. And I think just over time, it's kind of grown more because specifically people are like, we don't want our kids watching Mr. Beast if that's being promoted. And Mr. Beast never denounced it or anything, but actually did the opposite and supported her, which a lot of people, I guess, weren't expecting either. Because I feel like Mr. Beast's audience is very much like a lot of incel boys. That's like really narrowing it down. But like that is a large percentage of them. People have been trying to cancel Ava since that happened. But specifically now we have one guy named Prism42 that has taken it upon himself to spread this information that is going to cancel Ava. And that's where it gets kind of messy to begin with, because there's kind of a few different buckets of things that have been exposed. And I think before we get into the 2024 allegations, we should maybe go back to the 2023 allegations, which were all revolving around this artist that is apparently very controversial. His name is Shadman, and he's known for doing, how best to describe this?
Cartoon CP, I feel like.
Honestly, yeah. It's referred to as Lolly. And I was like, what the fuck is that? I like felt like I had to learn a bunch of vocabulary words. Then I found out that apparently the origin of that name comes from the book Lolita by Vladimir Nabokov from 1955. And it's basically about a literature professor that becomes obsessed. He's in his 30s and he becomes obsessed with a 12-year-old.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's it's a classic. No, but actually it is a classic for basically. The reason I recognized it was because Jeffrey Epstein's plane is nicknamed the Lolita Express.
Oh.
So then there's this art that is called Lolly art, but then I guess whoever looks at it, it refers to as Lollicon, which is any adult who feels sexual attraction to specifically fictional depictions of characters whose body proportions closely resemble that of a child. So this artist, Shadman,
is a freak of nature.
Well, oh God. And I texted this to Jesse last time because I couldn't get over the fact that this is a real thing. He is from Switzerland.
Hell. Apparently. No, I'm just kidding.
That too. He's from Switzerland. And apparently after the law enforcement there investigated his portfolio that was like readily available for anyone to see online. I don't know what the actual like penalty was, but they didn't like what they saw. And he was deemed legally, this is a real thing, a menace to society, which I mean.
Oh, my, I kind of love that.
I know, it's like,
I didn't know that was possible.
Sounds accurate. Yeah, he's a menace to society in Switzerland, and I guess he came to the U.S. after that. So you'd think, why are we talking about him? Why would anyone be a fan of him? Well, apparently Ava Chris Tyson is.
Yeah, I was going to say, ask her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And by the way, Lolicon is mostly, I think, if not all, referring to characters. It's drawn. It's not like actual CP, but it's illegal to own it. It like it's considered child pornography.
I mean, I completely see why. I haven't looked too much into it, but just knowing like what I know from this topic, yeah, it gets pretty realistic that I would absolutely see why that's the case.
Yeah, it says if you are caught in possession of Lolicon, you could face federal criminal charges and significant prison time if convicted. That's something to note. But back to Ava Chris Tyson, the reason people have discovered that she is apparently a fan of this artist, which what gets me is like, even if you were, even if you were, why would you be public about it?
Well, I think that categories like this, illegal or not, them trying to like normalize it or consume, like, I feel like this is a way of normalizing CP because it's drawn and it's a cartoon. I don't know what the fuck is going
like
on here.
Finding a loophole.
But I think that's the goal, is to normalize it publicly as much as possible. What is that streamer that just got caught with this? And then he's like, everybody off to Lolly. What's his fucking name? Did we cover him? I don't know if we covered him, but he got caught, like one of his folders was exposed while he was live. And I think that that frame of thinking is fucking insane, because no the fuck we do not all love Lolly. I didn't even know what Lolly was until you freak started fucking showing it on your desktop. Like, what the fuck? I think they're trying to normalize it.
And it does seem like it's particularly big in like the gaming community specifically.
I don't know what the pipeline is there, but it's disturbing.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know how you just like become a fan of this one day. And also, why?
Oh, I don't think it's one day. I think that this is my thing with porn in general. I think that it's a slippery slope. And when you have things like, I find like hentai, you know what that is? I find that to be super disturbing.
That gets mentioned at one point in this too.
I find that to be very disturbing. Like, I think that those kinds of slippery slopes lead to things like this, where it's like, oh, you're just drawing CP.
What's the difference between hentai and this?
I don't think hentai is underage people. It's just like, it's almost like anime characters.
Got it.
But it usually has like weird, unconsensual stuff in it.
Like,
you know, it's very, very
graphic. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's evidence from a few screenshots of like deleted tweets and stuff that Ava was not only following Shadman, but like engaging with some of the content.
Hey girlies, just chiming in for the first of what is going to be quite a few updates this episode. I just wanted to point out that in addition to Chris interacting with the Shadbase Twitter account, there also are some screenshots that suggest that Mr. Beast was also a Shadman fan. Here's an example where Ava is responding to a tweet that tags Shadman and says, LOL, just a random at Mr. Beast YouTube meme on Shad, love it. And Mr. Beast responds and says, this is all we've ever wanted. We can quit now. Kind of makes it seem like this isn't just an Ava thing and this was a common interest they shared. And if that wasn't enough to raise an eyebrow, there's also a screenshot from the Mr. Beast Discord server that Mr. Beast was involved in. This specific screenshot doesn't have any messages from him or Ava, but let me read them to you. These are from 2018. One user says, I came here because I like Mr. Beast. I did not expect memes and hentai. Someone else says, I expected memes, but the hentai was an added bonus. That first person then says, I expected tiny children for some reason. And then someone else says, I should have expected hentai, knowing Beast likes Shadman. And then this poor person says, I'm not into that, so I'm not going into that channel. By the way, one of these users, their username is Claire Moore PDF Submitter, which is something. Anyway, it seems like this was a thing that maybe their whole friend group is into, which is insane. But maybe it's just the two of them, which honestly is still insane.
Apparently, it was enough that Redux covered it April of last year. So,
oh, wow.
It's crazy to hear that this has been something that has like been lurking for a while. And it's interesting that it only now came to like be a big thing, because it only became a big thing because of the next allegation we're going to talk about. But I would say this is arguably worse.
I think that they both make each other worse. I think that this aspect of being into this kind of art sexually is very, very disturbing. And then when you couple it in with what we're going to talk about that was discovered of Ava's past, it gets even worse. Yeah. Because it's just like, wait, do you like kids? Is that
it? Yeah, it like starts to like to. Things that you would have been able to kind of be like, oh no, I was kidding. It's like, were you kidding?
Yeah, too many jokes.
Now we can't tell.
Together.
People have been speculating whether Ava had like commissioned this, or if she bought it from someone else, or what.
Doesn't matter.
She posted on her Twitter, which, by the way, now the entire Twitter account is wiped, aside from the 5 tweets that are addressing all of this, which we'll read
really?
Later. But that doesn't matter, because people have archived this one in particular. It's from July 2017. Tyson posted a photo showing artwork which appeared to depict a sexualized young girl.
It's basically an obviously underage girl, or prepubescent girl, or maybe just like, I don't know, 14, 15 years old she looks like. And she's wearing a hat that says, "Please be patient, I have autism." And then she has a gun in her mouth, is drooling, her eyes are crossed, almost like...
She has braces also, notably.
Yeah, younger and autistic, which is great. And then the caption just gets me, because it says, "Bonus fidget spinners to really throw in some extra autism." And then they tag Shadman, which so many aspects of what we're going to talk about with Ava Chris Tyson pissed me off. But this was like, okay, you're just a sick fuck. And whatever you consider edgy jokes are a bit too edgy for my taste, is what I'll say. Like, you're not right. Something's wrong.
Everything about this is bad anyway. By the way, the shirt says, "Bigfoot is real and he tried to eat my ass."
Jesus Christ. What the fuck is wrong with these people?
But I thought that's where it ended. And then I found this article where it points out that she also has a brand-like tattoo on her upper thigh intended to signify a white female with an affinity for interracial sex, known as the Queen of Spades in the kink community. The symbol is also inscribed with the letters BBC.
Not the Urban Dictionary definition. I think we all know what that means.
I was gonna say, I don't think we need to tell you what that means, but okay. So that tweet was like a picture that Ava had taken of the art, and it was like laid out on the ground, but apparently it is prominently displayed in her apartment.
That I'm assuming Mr. Beast has probably gone to.
That is what I was just about to get to, because there's definitely been stuff that's come out for Mr. Beast getting canceled too in the last couple days. But the overwhelming push to be like, oh no, I don't think Jimmy knew. Like, it's not his fault. And I'm like, I think he probably knew. Especially if he's like friends with him since like childhood. I'm like,
yeah, he fucking knew, obviously.
Yeah. And specifically when here it can be seen hanging up. And also I'm like, hanging on the wall.
You didn't even frame it.
That's what I was just gonna say. Oh my god.
Fucking looks awful.
But if we zoom into that picture.
Is Beastie in the background?
Yes, he is.
There he is.
And he's not there only he in the background, but looking.
He's looking right
directly at it. So wow. I've seen a lot of people, like there's a quote tweet of his, not apology, but his statement that he put out the other day. And he's like, "I've just been made aware." And it's like, You've been aware. What are you talking about? Like, absolutely not.
I've just been made aware this may affect my money and income. And...
That, exactly. So that all came out in April of last year. What came out this year has been brewing for a while. It came from this guy, Prism42, who is quite the character. And I didn't do as deep of a dive as I wanted to because it isn't that important. And I was just personally curious because he's so weird. But he put out a 45-minute almost video, basically with the intention of canceling Ava. He has a couple videos out now. That was the main one that like got all this going. So I feel like this is important context going into seeing everything that was gathered by this person, because he has some biases, you could say.
And I want to say this because people are going to say that Chris Tyson thinks he's a woman or he's transgender. They're going to say that's the sole reason that you went after him. I'm going to say this right now. That's not true. That's not true at all. Although it is true that I don't think that people that say that they're the opposite gender, I don't think it's appropriate for them to be around kids and say those kinds of things and like, you know, wear dresses or whatever. But at the end of the day, that hardly has anything to do with me talking about this pedophile art stuff or the fact that he was talking to a 13-year-old online.
He's obviously like alt-right, yeah. Like thinks all trans people are groomers and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that when Lily was telling me all of this, my main thought about it was like a broken clock is right twice a day. You know what I mean? Like exactly. It doesn't really matter who the messenger is because what we're about to talk about is real. She did do these things and, you know, it's wrong to be transphobic and annoying, but it's like if Candace Owens would bring something about someone that she talks shit about all the time and then it's like, ugh. You're right, you bitch.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like it's but like... I do think it's important that he does purposely and like very intentionally misframe certain things to
certain,
be, it's like.
But that, I don't want it to come things. Off as justifying because personally, zero tolerance for what Ava Chris Dyson did.
No. I want to make it clear right now. We are not defending anything
at all
that Ava has done that honestly, that any of these people have done. I just think it is very interesting that he
has a bias. So he's going to like get the information for and sure. Present it in a way that makes Ava Chris Tyson look the worst they possibly can.
Hey girlies. First, I want to clarify that I, again, am not defending Ava at all in this situation, but I was just mentioning he would like take things out of context. Well, he also ignores a lot of context, specifically when it regards Mr. Beast. We go over some of this later, but basically I found some more examples and I just really wanted to share because I had some commentary that I felt needed to be heard. Anyway, pardon my very frequent interruptions, but enjoy.
Same frame. Mr. Beast is in the same frame as pedophile artwork. What the fuck? Why was this ever a thing? Why did this happen? He's literally looking right up at it. There's no excuse. You cannot say you didn't know anything about this when it is literally right in front of your face. It is insane. Like, Jimmy, what do you have to do with this? What do you have to do with this, Jimmy? I don't know what your role in this is. I don't think you played much of a role. But when I go into your old server and I see your old Discord account, which it's crazy though, it's crazy. His old Discord account is called Jack and the Goat. And he had like 87 messages, but he changed the name of the original account and he deleted the messages. This happened like March of this year, but I saved some screenshots. There are people talking in there. They said, I should have expected hentai knowing Beast like Shadman. I don't know what that's about. Honestly, don't know what that's about. If they're referring to you, Mr. Beast.
What do you mean if they're referring to him? It literally says his name. Who else would they be referring to, you dumb fuck?
Mr. Beast, I know you're in the server. I just think it's interesting. I'm not sure why you deleted your account on that Discord server.
Oh, you don't know why he deleted it, huh? That's funny because I remember earlier seeing a clip where you definitely knew why Ava deleted something.
What I want to say here is there is a tweet which Chris has deleted. You know why? He deleted this tweet because he knows it makes him look bad. You know, he deleted this tweet because he knows how bad it is when people started finding out.
I'm going to guess that's probably why Jimmy deleted his.
I'm not sure why you changed the username from Jack and the Goat to Jackeen earlier this year. But what I will say is, you know, there's nothing wrong that I saw.
Like, not him reading a conversation that literally talks about hentai being in this Discord server where Jimmy has an account that he deleted and be like, I don't know. I don't know why I deleted the account. Oh, I didn't see anything that bad. The chat has everything bad that you're talking about in the rest of this video, but without any mention of Ava Chris Tyson. It's only Mr. Beast. And suddenly it's like, oh, I don't know what they mean by that. I can't understand. It's pretty clear what they mean. They said that he's a fan and that there's hentai in the chat, but you don't seem to care.
Maybe you didn't want people to see that you talked with some furries at one point.
You know damn well it wasn't the fucking furries.
I don't know. I don't know why you did it.
I can think of a few reasons. Like the message you just read, where someone's saying that Beast like Shadman. But get ready, because apparently if Mr. Beast was involved in anything inappropriate, it's still Ava Chris Tyson's fault, obviously.
But yeah, that being said, come on. Jimmy... It's like, here, let me just say something to you specifically. So, there's all these interactions with Chris Tyson and Shadman, and you're right here, the poster's right in front of you. If you're still defending this guy, and you're still keeping him on, and you don't think anything of this, then I'm going to assume that maybe... you have some involvement with this. I have no idea. From what I can tell, you were just roped into this because of Chris Tyson.
So a second ago, you had no idea. Then 2 seconds later, you were like, maybe I do have an idea. It was Chris Tyson's fault. Like, what?
I honestly don't know.
I don't know, guy. I kind of think you do know. Because it wasn't just that Discord message. Because there's also this Twitter conversation. Remember that you talked about at length?
What we're going to start off with is something that isn't too bad necessarily. It's a regular piece of artwork. It's some character from a Disney movie. And of course, here's Chris Tyson. He's saying a random Mr. Beast meme on Shad. Love it. And Mr. Beast is surprisingly in the comments section.
Okay, even just that? Of course Ava is responding. That's an of course. But then it's a surprisingly, Mr. Beast is in the comments. Is it surprising?
Didn't expect him to be there.
Why? At this point, I definitely would expect him to be there.
He says, this is all we've ever wanted. We can quit now. Now, I know he's most likely only in there because of Chris Tyson.
Why do you know that? He's most likely only there because of Chris Tyson. I'm sorry, giving him a lot of leeway.
This honestly isn't that bad. There's nothing bad here.
Oh, it's not that bad? Okay, just want to make sure I understand him. He thinks that it's not that bad that Mr. Beast is saying, this is all we've ever wanted. We can quit now. In reference to a Mr. Beast meme being on this very controversial artist that specializes in art depicting minors in sexually explicit scenarios. That's not that bad? Are we reading the same tweet? What is going on? Oh, it's not that bad. I don't know, guy. I'd argue this is pretty bad, but maybe that's just me.
But it's the stuff that's later and the fact of when Shadman was known for this.
So you would think by that he means that, like, at this time to like Shadman, it wouldn't really be an issue. Like, it wasn't maybe widely known how controversial he was. Except there's a slight problem there, because in this video, he goes on to point out this.
Okay, this one is my perspective on a controversial topic that is a significant part of my career. So that is a very important part to highlight right there. So you have the artist himself saying it is a significant part of his career. And when was that? That was August 19 of 2016.
Now, when was that conversation we just looked at? Oh yes, 2018.
Interesting.
I think so too, but I don't think for the same reasons. Because what I find interesting is how you are framing this as, oh, it's nothing bad. No, I don't see anything wrong here. Jog my memory. Why was this not bad, but everything else is? Oh yeah, it's because Jimmy's non-transgender. I forgot. You know what I think he might also find interesting? These chat logs that were leaked from the Discord server that Jimmy was a part of, with the account that he has deleted. These ones, for example, where Mr. Beast joins the chat to chime in and tell all the people in the Discord how big his friend's penis size is. Yeah, But it turns out that Prism 42 isn't the only person that has been trying to defend Jimmy, because there was even a community note on the drama alert post that posted the Discord chat that I just showed you and tried to say, well, we don't know if it's Jimmy. It could have been someone else on that account. But someone went through and found a bunch of evidence that very much suggests that this is Jimmy. And that's even despite him deleting the account, changing the username, and trying to, you know, distance himself from this account. Apparently, Jimmy didn't do a very good job because there's still proof. Also, there's a really weird aspect that he has been gathering this story to, like, try and expose Ava for at least 6 months now. He enlisted some other YouTubers to help him, including EDP.
Actual file.
Yeah. So it's very confusing to hear him be like, oh, children shouldn't be around transgender people. But then it's like he also approached Chris Chan, which you can even see on the table here in his little Tupperware thing. That's like a Chris Chan medallion that he shows in another video that is like signed by Chris Chan.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, what? And I guess he sent out all of his notes to like 50 people, including Chris Hansen and Chris Chan and fucking EDP, and no one would help him, and that he couldn't bring this to law enforcement because they weren't going to do anything, and Ava would just get out and delete all of the evidence. And it was like,
okay, I think it's clear that his transphobia is his main motive in delivering this information. Yeah. Does it change the information?
Which he does so
not really,
by
but yeah,
having printed out tweets and like in a little folder and then going like this. It was a hard watch. We luckily are going to skip his rambling and bigotry and instead go through just the screenshots. But before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, Rocket Money.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
This isn't really surprising for me because I am one of these people. But did you know that over 74% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about?
Yeah, I'm also part of that percentage. I literally just saw the other day that one of those background check things again got me. They charged me like $30 and I couldn't believe it.
That's the hardest, because I feel like you could set Rocket Money to just like tell you right away, but sometimes like you want to keep it for like a little longer and then you forget. It's bad. We need to stop signing up for monthly things.
Most Americans think that they spend around $62 on subscriptions monthly, but the actual average is around $300, which is insane. But with Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses, which is one of my favorite things. It categorizes all my bills for me. It has been super helpful with budgeting.
And Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. And when using all the app's features, it saves up to $740 per user a year.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use and cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/DWKT.
That's rocketmoney.com/DWKT, rocketmoney.com/DWKT.
And thank you so much to Rocket Money for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
So in this video, which is titled Chris Tyson Talked Inappropriately to a 13-year-old, in it, he basically chronicles Ava's relationship with one specific fan that started watching Mr. Beast when he was 12, and that was in 2016, and they like have still been in contact in recent years. Like, he was definitely like a long-term fan, but then also like they had a friendship of some kind. This fan's name, I don't know what their actual name is and not trying to find out. But they go by Lava. The timeline of their relationship starts as follows. And also, Mr. Beast is involved in some of this. And I think that people aren't talking about that enough either. Apparently, 12-year-old Lava first discovers Mr. Beast in 2016 when Mr. Beast only has 500 subs. And in May of 2016, he won a contest, which I don't know the details for, but it resulted in him getting sent by Mr. Beast a knife.
What the fuck does Mr. Beast have to do with a knife?
And it's like a hunting knife. Like, that's a very aggressive knife, and it's signed by Mr. Beast.
It looks like a fucking dinosaur nail.
It does. So this, right off the bat, was like nothing to do with Ava. And I was just like, what the fuck are you... Like, and everyone just breezes over this part. And I'm like,
yeah,
what is going on? You know who would be very upset? Adrielle.
Oh, yeah. You know, she hates knives.
So that seems like it was his, like, entry into the, like, Mr. Beast inner circle, if you will. And then it isn't till the next year in 2017 when, at the time, he would have been 13 and Ava would have been 20, I believe. Lava has also since done an interview with Rolling Stone, so that's what some of this is from. He first started talking with Ava specifically when she had asked him to make a Discord server for close friends, and then he ended up just staying and running it. And that's like basically how he fits into the Mr. Beast sphere is he's like modding a lot of the streams and stuff.
Discord is just the fucking worst. I feel like whenever I hear someone has a Discord, I'm like, why? Like, I can't.
Good things don't come up. It seems like
seedy. I don't know.
So Lava becomes like a mod for, I guess, some of Ava's streams, some of Mr. Beast's streams eventually, and is like featured in some of Mr. Beast's videos. From 2018 to 2019, when Lava was 14, that's when he really developed a relationship with Ava, and they would play games and communicate in private on Discord, according to Lava. That's where we start to get to the evidence of
screen. I do find that weird already, to be honest.
One interesting thing I did see in the Rolling Stone article, which this is so early on, so it still is weird, but that Lava says that Ava didn't find out his age until 2018. And I'm like, okay.
So they just never asked?
I guess.
What the fuck? You see that Lava kid, and he was prepubescent. He was a child.
Well, that's the thing. It was like, yeah, in 2018, you were 14. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, don't even have, had he gone through puberty? Like, you could hear it in your voice.
And they were, there is screenshots of, like, voice chats and stuff that they were having, too. It's not just, like, all messaging.
Ava knew. There's no way that she didn't know that he was much younger. And I mean, again, I'm not saying it even was something sexual. I'm just saying talking alone to a 13 or 14 year old consistently like that, have them mod for you, all of that stuff, it's weird. Like, why do that? Why do people insist on talking to 13 year olds?
I just, like, can't fathom this because I also worked for a company, but like, I think it's so weird to think that they're all just like, how many other YouTubers are just like talking to their fans and like developing these relationships with them when they're literal children?
Again, I stand by, what the fuck do you have in common? What do you talk about to a 13 year old boy? There's nothing to talk about. What do you, how did school go? I haven't been to school in fucking 11 years. Like, what do you talk about to people like that?
I mean, them, I guess, like as creators slash like for video games, I guess that, but so then start coming the screenshots, which are mostly from around 2018. And it just shows like inappropriate back and forths between Ava and Lava. A lot of people are dwelling on these ones, even though I think they're arguably probably the least actually, like they're inappropriate for sure and they shouldn't have happened. But basically Ava like posts that she has launched her Patreon and then tweets out like, oh, I'm one away from getting my goal or something. And it's basically, she says that she will post nudes if she gets one more patron.
I did see that. When I saw it originally, I was a bit confused because from what I know, Patreon does not allow nudes, right? Like that's not,
I don't think so. I think that's called OnlyFans.
I think I just saw that and I was like, oh, they have to be kidding. Like, oh, I'm going to sell my nudes. Ooh, is it a stupid joke? Yeah. But I didn't see the nude one and be like, what? They're selling nudes to minors? I didn't think that. I was just like, this definitely isn't allowed on the platform. So I guess she's joking.
Exactly. Which it's like, if you want to throw these into the pot and be like, hey, these are inappropriate.
All together.
Sure, I agree.
I actually do think that's kind of needed here to like zoom out of the situation and see it all for what it is. Because in isolated moments, not all of these are going to be like super damning, but when you put it all together, it does become a weird and concerning pattern of behavior, I think.
Definitely. Specifically, these ones are being like really focused on, especially in this Prism 42 guys video, and he's acting like they actually were exchanging nudes. And it's very clear it was a joke. Was it an inappropriate joke that shouldn't have happened? Absolutely. But what I found more concerning is, back to your earlier mention of hentai, one of the screenshots from February 2018, so again, Lava is 14 and Ava is 20. Ava posts and Lava responds to the tweet and says, Chris, does she know about your hentai addiction? What do you mean? What hentai addiction?
Well, that just shows that they were absolutely talking
exactly
sexually in private. At least even in a joking manner, they were talking about sex in private, because we can't find the tweets where Ava was talking about her hentai addiction. So where would Lava have gotten that from? Probably from their private close friends Discord.
And there was also another one where it's like a screenshot of Ava's computer where it's like a folder that says something, and I couldn't even read what it said, but it's then Lava pointing out like, ooh, you should hide this better. And it was another thing about like animated porn. Then we get to later, eventually they meet in person and there is an Instagram to prove that happened. This is another thing that's kind of getting taken and ran with. Apparently this is at the same time that in the Discord server, Lava is talking about like being near the Mr. Beast compound and being in the middle of nowhere in a camper van. The guy in the video very much tries to suggest that this kid drove a camper van to Mr. Beast compound so then he could like have somewhere that they could hang out. In reality, apparently he was with his parents, and that's like something they did, was like go on trips with this camper van. And he went because Ava got him an interview to work at Beast Games, which he then did do for a year. But so this picture of them meeting, not that it makes it any better, but his parents were there at the time. Like, it wasn't like he snuck off to have this like sexual affair with Mr. Beast's friend. It was just like, no, he went to go like, I guess, meet people in person before he got the job.
Yeah, but also meet someone that you've known for years and been like privately chatting.
Because you have to go like, okay, with. Well, yeah, how did you get this opportunity? And I feel like even with the Colleen stuff, I don't think parents fully grasped when like internet celebrities were like kind of new where that line should be drawn. And it's like, oh, my kid loves them.
I seriously doubt, after knowing everything, I absolutely doubt that his parents knew the extent of their messages or the pornography they were talking about or the things, you know, because I don't think they would have driven that camper van there. I'll just say that.
Yeah, people are really talking about this one a lot, where Lava in the Discord shows that he got a snap from Ava because they would talk on Snapchat a lot, I guess, apparently. And this one specifically is a picture of Ava's face, and it says coming, spelled C-U-M-M-I-N-G, for America.
Oh my God. And then it looks like she's coming.
Like there's absolutely. And again, there's no context, but it's like, it's weird and inappropriate and shouldn't be happening.
There may be no context, but there's none needed with that. Like, that's pretty self-explanatory. It can't be seen as not a sexual joke. I just think that they were very open with sexual jokes, which is fine depending on who you're talking to, but when it's a 14-year-old boy, not fine.
A lot of these come from the Discord server, and this one is from 2019, so Lava was 15. And it says, practice with this, and then tags Ava's username, and it's just a picture of a banana. It's clear that they had, it reminds me so much of the Colleen conversations.
Worse.
It's like yeah, definitely. But it's like inappropriate, like stupid, raunchy humor that's like, okay, are we 13? Oh, wait, yes, one of them is.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
When it comes to the hentai and loli talk, I do find that way more concerning. I mean, not to compare, both of them are wrong, than the Colleen thing, because of the fact that that could be introducing that to someone who would have never known about it. You're not really exposed to things like that unless someone tells you about it. And the fact that Ava Chris Tyson could have been the person to introduce this to a teenager is really fucked up, because that can be, again, a lot of that shit is non-consensual depictions, really, really disturbing imagery that can fuck with a person's mind and drive them to do really, really crazy shit in their life. So,
and like also look up other stuff and like just have
absolutely.
It. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, I think that that's what makes Ava Chris Tyson a little bit more disturbing to me. But
well,
anyway.
And the thing is that's interesting is we never heard from Lava that that was happening. Yes, he makes references to it in tweets, but we don't have him saying like, oh, Ava was sending me this. But there have been two. These are definitely different people, but let's skip to the third one that I found. It's a guy that came out on TikTok and made two videos. His name's Nate, and I guess he was one of the mods with Lava. And I'll let him tell his story, because he talks about actually getting sent the porn.
Chris Tyson from Mr. Beast used me, manipulated me, and did very inappropriate things with me while I was about 15 years old. I was actually friends with Lava GS at the time, who is the main victim of Chris that everyone has been talking about these last few days, who claims he isn't a victim, but we all know he is, and we all know he probably got paid off. Not only that, but he's also under an NDA from when he worked for MrBeast Gaming for 2 years, and he tried to get me to join MrBeast Gaming himself, Lava. He's the one who actually sent me the contract and tried to get me to sign the NDA, at which point I ended our friendship because I knew they were just trying to silence me. Me and him were both initially involved in running Chris's Discord server, helping him set up his Twitch streams and moderating them.
Nate's calling me. Hey, what's up? You're on stream.
You just leaked your address. Please end your stream.
As well as other technical back-end things that he needed help with.
To that I say, why are these people having children do this for them? I mean, I know, because they don't have to pay them and it's easier for them to control them. But, like, I can't. Like, especially Mr. Beast, like, they have so much money. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
The Discord server that we were a part of had about 10 people in it, most of whom were minors. I'm not sure how they got in there, other than me and Lava. He won a giveaway and Chris invited him after that. And Chris invited me after I saw one of his tweets asking for help setting up a Garry's Mod server for the 10 million subscriber MrBeast video. This turned into us having lots of private conversations with Chris and playing video games with him for hours on end. Not only did we do a lot of unpaid work for him that he promised he would pay us for, he would also frequently bring up sexual topics that was definitely not appropriate to bring up around 15, 16 year olds, especially with him being like, I don't know, 20, 21 years old. He would even go as far as linking me several different corn and hentai videos throughout the time of me talking with him. Not only that, but he had an NSFW bot in his Discord server before he made it public. So when it was just a private server, his little circle of miners. And he would use this NSFW bot to spam different corn images, alongside all these 15-year-olds. He would also frequently call me dad and daddy as well as the others, which I guess we all kind of just took as a joke at the time. You have to think this is someone who we looked up to at the time, we idolized, we thought was the coolest person in the world, so they couldn't really do any wrong in our eyes. But looking back, I was definitely uncomfortable at being called daddy by a 20-year-old, and even just thinking about it now, it's just uncomfortable. This server later went public and became his official Discord server, but before it did, he had me and Lava spend multiple days scrubbing this Discord server clean of all of the N-words he had sent in it, as well as his friends, as well as deleting the NSFW channels and making sure no one could see that he was spamming corn to minors.
There's proof of that, not necessarily that they were, like, scrubbing it for corn, but there's screenshots that show them being like, delete every bad word you see, and like they were absolutely cleaning it out.
And I did see a lot of screenshots of Ava Chris Tyson calling Lava dad,
yeah,
on Twitter, so that definitely checks out as well. It's kind of fucking insane work to get the minors that you have been victimizing with your weird sexual fantasies to scrub the sexual fantasies. Like, that is, ooh, that is a lot. If that is real, I mean, obviously these are all allegations that personally I believe, but that is sick shit.
Well, that's someone else came forward that had the screenshots that like had archived the entire thing, that was like another mod. So
Jesus Christ.
That was part one. Here's part two.
This is part two to yesterday's video of me talking about Ava Chris Tyson and what they did to me when I was 15 years old. This video has all the proof in it, all the receipts and all the screenshots, thanks to an old friend of mine who was a moderator in Chris's Discord server at the time, Cookie. Now, Cookie actually went ahead and downloaded logs of all the individual channels on Chris's server before it went public, knowing that this was kind of being covered up, and he kept the logs of it for himself. He actually reached out to me here on Twitter, and I'm going to provide a lot of the screenshots backing up the claims that I made that Lava refuted. For example, I made a claim that there was an NSFW channel in the server where Chris would spam corn. Here you can see Chris talking about locking down the NSFW channel to True Gods and Anointed Only. By the way, this is in 2019. I was a True God and I was a minor. Not only that, but you can see me right below it, Nathan.RTX, saying this is a bad idea. So even I knew as a kid that this was a really bad idea. Here is Lava himself talking about starting the commencement of cleaning the server, word for word, I said he was talking about scrubbing the server. He says...
So quick detour, really quick, because what he's mentioning is a statement made by Lava, and he made that statement after Prism42's video. So this is a statement just to give context. He says, these videos are massive lies and twisting the truth. Ava never did anything wrong and just made a few edgy jokes. I would argue it's definitely more than a few. I think that everybody can agree on that. I was never exploited or taken advantage of. Can you do me a favor and comment on these videos and tell them to stop spreading lies? This situation takes away from children who are actively being exploited every day online. I am not a victim of anything being claimed in these videos or at all.
He attaches screenshots to videos that are like, she was 10. This is disturbing. And it's just like, it's the alt-right crowd that is like celebrating the downfall.
He goes on to say, I am not a victim and I am not backpedaling any statements I have already made. Everything I have stated is still very true. Nothing bad happened between me and Chris. People are creating lies around my name. Yesterday, while under a lot of stress from trying to get my story out as quickly as possible, I made a mistake and included two videos in a tweet that had nothing to do with my situation. Here are the correct videos, and these ones should be taken down. I apologize to the creators of the original videos in the first screenshots.
So notably, one of the ones he includes in this like revised one is the Prism 42 video.
Yeah, because that one does focus a lot on his relationship with Ava. So
almost entirely, because he has a different video even that covers the art. Quote unquote.
So this is what the TikTok that we're watching is referring to. Basically, Lava's saying, I'm not a victim. Now, I do think that there's a lot of different elements that can go into this. The tricky one for me is the working with Beast Games and the non-disclosure that he allegedly signed. That is a tricky situation. But also, a lot of people, when they're young and experience things like this, interpret it in different ways for many different reasons. So maybe in his eyes, he doesn't see himself as a victim. But if we're looking at like legality here, if he was seeing porn because Ava sent it to him, that is a crime. And that is not something that should have happened to him, whether he feels like he has trauma from it or not.
And he not only has been saying like, oh no, I like nothing happened, but like going out of his way to defend Ava and Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast puts out a statement a couple days after Lava's first one came out, but it says, over the last few days, I've become aware of the serious allegations of Ava Tyson's behavior online, and I am disgusted and opposed to such unacceptable acts.
He just found out over the last few days.
Just found out.
Don't be too hard on him.
He's a little angel. During that time, I have been focused on hiring an independent third party to conduct a thorough investigation to ensure I have all the facts. That said, I've seen enough online and taken immediate action to remove Ava from the company, my channel, and any association with Mr. Beast. I do not condone or support any of the inappropriate actions. I will allow independent investigators the necessary time to conduct a comprehensive investigation and will take further actions based on their findings.
What are the further actions? Gonna like tackle her? Like, what are you gonna do? I don't know what.
If she was sending like porn and stuff, that's like, oh, that's illegal.
Oh, he means like legal. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Got it. I thought he meant like personal action. No. I was like, well, if you fired her and took away everything, then yeah. Which is huge, by the way, because again, she started this channel with Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
So I would assume she owns some stake in the Mr. Beast $1 billion corporation or whatever the fuck it's become.
Well, and also though, you have to like Mr. Beast was aware like that. That's absolute bullshit that he. Oh, I just 100%. Found out. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was kind of like maybe he paid her off and was like, oh, OK, like, I'm sorry. You know, this is bad. We have to cut ties. Yeah. But like, actually,
oh, that's 100% what happened. Yeah. But also what's insane is that now that we know for a fact, this story did not just break. Like we see the articles from a year ago. So obviously there is just zero way he didn't know about it. Like he can't claim ignorance here. And the fact that people are kind of letting him have a pass. I am not super for going and attacking every single person that knows a person that's been exposed. I find that very fucking annoying. And like everyone needs to make a statement and we need to have you denounce your friend.
This is a little beyond that. Like it's,
I mean, the fucking picture of him staring at the painting on the wall.
I can't.
Like you're joking.
But yeah, no, I was alarmed when I was watching the Prism 42 video, because literally listen to this, like just quick skirt past Jimmy being involved.
And it turns out that Jimmy's in the same server as this guy. I don't know when Jimmy started talking to this guy. I know that he was mainly Chris Tyson's friend.
Really? Because you started this entire video by showing that Jimmy had sent him a knife when he was 12.
Yeah, but also that whole thing that he's saying, like they were in a camper van coming to see Ava, but they also saw Jimmy.
Hearing him do this so just unapologetically, and he's like, well, but it was Ava was the one that was friends with him.
It just seems disingenuous.
He wasn't really Jimmy's friend, but still, he was also DMing him at one point, but I don't think Jimmy was really this guy's friend, so.
Based on what?
Vibes. Just fucking vibes.
Information, man. And belief.
Oh my God. I'm honestly, I just can't be part of the camp that is going to reduce Jimmy's accountability here. I think that there's less accountability in the sense that he wasn't sending to a minor.
How do we know? Not.
We don't know that. If he was in the server and he saw it happening, though, then just as bad. But even at minimum, that is your friend who publicly tweets about Lolly, talks about hentai to anyone willing to listen, has art hanging in their house. Like, you knew. So I think this is bullshit.
That's hearing the, like, just such blatant, like, oh, well, but I don't think it was, Jimmy seems fine. It's like, what? Yeah. Because he's not transgender? Like, what do you mean?
Correct.
So that's where this guy's whole situation gets real murky for me, because it's so obvious. And on the contrary, there are a lot of people that, like, even a reply to that tweet from Mr. Beast, someone says, "We warned you, you didn't listen, you deserve to be canceled." And then someone says, "Does one bad cancel out 10,000 good deeds?" And that has 163,000 likes.
I'm sure Epstein did charity work.
Actually. But that's the joke of it. It was intertwined with his whole operation. Because, like, literally, don't even get me started.
What I think that has been proven is that Jimmy is willing to do pretty much anything to protect the Mr. Beast brand.
Yes.
And I think that also that Mr. Beast brand has changed a lot over the years. It has now seemingly been like equal to like family friendly content almost, or like that's how it's perceived. Maybe like parents feel fine with them consuming Mr. Beast content. But throughout the years, there's been some seedy ass content, and like Mr. Beast is also pretty fucked up with his jokes and shit. So like, it's just weird how people are like, he's a god because he goes to, you know, Africa and helps people. And it's like, that's great. But also, you know what I mean?
Two things for sure. And like, we talked about this all when Rosanna Pansino had told everyone that he had like basically
manipulated the competition to like make sure she wouldn't win
that.
And have a woman win, basically.
And we'll get to some of her tweets later, because she's just living her best life right now and throwing out all the stuff she can. But during that time, she said definitely that it's a boys club. And I mean, I definitely got that vibe. And when you look back at all of their older videos, and even like some of the humor that Ava had with Lava in those screenshots, it's very like 13-year-old boy, but like very inappropriate.
Do you remember that when Ava came out as transgender, there was a clip that was found of Jimmy making fun of people that are transgender, basically, and being like, "I identify as a helicopter." Like, you know, that type of thing. That very much seems like their type of humor.
Yes.
Like, just like
very politically incorrect. It's wild, because you would think that a lot of these clips are from like 2007, but they're from like 2018, I think. At that point, like, you definitely, like, it wasn't still like,
knew
oh
better.
No, you can say the R word and it's fine. Like, no.
Well, in those communities, you still can.
That's true.
According to them.
That's true. But so here we'll take a little detour to some of the clips that have been resurfacing about Mr. Beast. This one is interesting. It's him on a podcast and they're discussing Bad Baby, who was 14 at the time.
True. And he did say that he enjoys the Catch Me Outside girl and thinks she's funny. So let's just.
So that just shows what. Let's be real.
You want to put your dick in her?
I mean, that's enjoying someone and putting your dick in someone is a whole different story.
That was Mr. Beast that said that, by the way.
I was going to say, the one who asked about putting your dick in her,
correct.
That was Mr. Beast?
Oh, and there's context added to this tweet to make sure everyone knows that afterwards, Jimmy says, "I was hoping one of you guys said yes. I wouldn't do it. She's too young." Oh, good. Like, what?
Very reassuring.
Yeah, like, this entire conversation is just disgusting, but it continues.
Oh, wait, she probably has AIDS. She's like 14 years old. She probably has AIDS already.
Well, I was going to say, have you guys seen that one video? My wife actually showed it to me because she saw it. There is one video of, like, it was on her channel. I don't know if it was a vlog or something, but it was like her producer or manager or something was like at a bonfire with her, and he's like grabbed her boob. Mm-hmm. She's like 14, right?
One of them just said, "Hell yeah," in response to, "She's 14.
Really? Oh my God.
At first, it looks like he's just like holding his hand on her chest, which I don't know why you'd fucking do that. And they turn around and his hand just stays on her boob. And as they walk, it's just like grasping her boob. He's like 30 years old. It's like,
man.
Why is no one saying anything about this? It's a 30-year-old man just groping a 14-year-old girl.
Well, you get that like underground weird hip hop culture. I feel like that shit's acceceptable, you know?
Definitely, dude.
It's like, yeah, pedophilia is acceptable.
No, like seriously.
Underground. I mean, as long as there's no penetration, I mean, what's age anyways, right? I'm just...
I don't think she's 14. They're too big to be 14. That's
she seems older than well, that. But
Mr. Beast, everyone. Real. I don't think she's 14. Fuck? They're too big for her to be 14. Referring to her boobs.
See, I'm telling you. I know the apple doesn't fall far from the tree is like a father-daughter type thing or whatever. But what the fuck? Like, him and Ava, they knew. They were like this.
I mean, it's clear that... And like, this is with three people that aren't his, like, coworkers and friends. I mean, maybe he's friends with them. But like, it seems like these are the kind of circles that... he was gravitating to and the kind of conversations they have. I'm surprised that there's even someone in this conversation that's like bringing up pedophilia because the other ones are just like, yeah, boobs.
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah. Here's another one that has Ava in it as well, but also speaks to the environment that was going on just at Mr. Beast in general.
What?
He said bigger. It's going viral.
You do know I'm watching this for 10 hours straight on a live stream.
I see.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said the N-word.
Well, you just said the N-word.
But I'm not relevant.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I guess you can say the N-word.
So that was Ava saying the N-word, telling Jimmy about someone else saying it. And it's like while Jimmy's on a live stream. And he very much gives off the, hey, you know I'm on a live stream. Otherwise, it would have been totally fine.
Protect my brand. Wait, should we finish watching the other guy's TikTok? We never let him finish.
Oh, yeah. So... jumping all over the place. Let's go back to the guy, Nate, that we were watching earlier.
That never happened. Here you can see him talking about it, as well as me and Cookie himself talking about it. I just want to make this video real quick, disproving some of the claims that Lava refuted and showing that they actually are true, but I actually have thousands of Discord messages to go through in these logs that I was just provided by Cookie. Shout out to him for giving me them. And I'm going to be going through them and posting an update video with some more proof.
So, yeah, I mean, I feel like that's the most receipts anybody that has been victimized by Ava has brought forward. And I think it's pretty damning. Obviously, they were in these chat rooms. They did ask to get this scrubbed. And that's fucking weird. Like, first of all, weird to have them in your chat in general. And then super weird to have them in like power positions in your chat.
Yeah.
That young. That's fucking crazy.
The fact that it was minors in these Discord things, like, I get that the reason they were being scrubbed wasn't because Ava didn't want minors to see it, because obviously that was the intention from the beginning. But like, the fact that then it's minors that are removing it because it's incriminating because there's minors in there is just like absolutely insane. So that brings us to two victims. Then there also was a victim that came forward on Twitter, but they were just anonymous and they had some recordings and screenshots as well. This one was particularly disturbing.
Do we know what age they were? I think they were around the same age, right? Like 14?
Oh yeah, it's a different 14-year-old. These are from the Discord server that probably was getting scrubbed afterwards. So this is to a group of people. This is Ava talking.
I know, dude, I would come inside of that egg and then watch her eat it and then watch her have sex with another man while she comments about how my genitalia can never satisfy her.
When I heard that, I was like, first of all, what the fuck are you even talking about? Like, what does that even mean? What egg are we coming
in? I have
like,
literally no idea.
Which also aligns with her quote unquote edgy humor, because it does sound like she's just trying to say the most out of pocket shit. But this is two minors. You're speaking to minors. Such a fucking foul, vivid like description of something. This was like one of the most disturbing things for sure. Alongside what Nate just said, that also was one of the most disturbing things.
Definitely. And it just like very much corroborated the idea that there was inappropriate interactions going on.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
But there's also Snapchat screenshots, but honestly, they aren't particularly incriminating.
I think that they were just kind of presented to not only like add validity to like, hey, this is the real Ava Christensen, like I did have, you know, they were just trying to show, but also to show that they had one-on-one conversations in general. Like from what I understand how Snapchat works, which I don't, it's like they're saved messages. Those are the only ones they kept. Yeah, so
there was more to these conversations, but
exactly.
It's definitely, stuff has been removed.
They spoke a lot though. Yeah. And it seems like Ava spoke to many different minors and had, again, like with the Colleen situation, how do you have the fucking time? Like, this is insane.
Thinking that it's okay to talk to fans like that regularly anyway, but then also having it be minors is just like, we clearly didn't get the same, like, we didn't need to get a memo when we started being YouTubers, but like,
I feel like I have spoken to fans, or like I've had like DMs with fans, or they'll answer my story and then
not
I'll
like
respond
recurring
to them.
Like, not,
no,
like
the
a
chronic thing is what gets me. Yeah, no, it's absolutely insane. First of all, these people are adults, but then second of all, it is such short conversations because number one, I almost never answer DMs, but number two, you don't want to, unless you're gonna like become friends. I always like talk about how like my friend Leslie, she started off as a fan at a meetup, and very, very slowly, she has become one of my best friends and has been for like a decade now. There's possibilities there, but number one, you have to be super careful with it. And number two, you shouldn't have five fans you're talking to at the same fucking time. That's insane. Like, what are you talking about?
And
every morning, you're
normal.
Like talking to them about what you're doing and shit.
That's like, the thing. It's like
that.
The conversations,
no.
A lot of the time, there's the inappropriate humor sprinkled in, but a lot of it is just like mundane, like responding to Snapchats and stuff. And I'm like,
which is just,
don't
I
you
mean,
have like
not
normal,
just as disturbing?
Like, your age friends?
Well, that's the thing. That's what becomes really disturbing is like, why do you want to speak to these minors so much? Like, what do you have in common with them? And then that's why I know you described it as being in separate buckets, but I actually see it as one big bucket, because when you couple in the Lolly stuff, then it starts getting really grim, because it's like, if you're into depictions of children in those scenarios and depicted in that way that they shouldn't be, then you talking to a minor, even if you're just asking what they ate for lunch, is weird to me, because into minors doing weird
honestly,
shit.
Even without the Lolly stuff, that's weird. Like, and that's what we always said about the Colleen stuff. Like, she had like minors that came up to her hotel room and they were just like hanging out. We're like, what the fuck are you doing? That's so weird. Well, and also it started, I think for me, that it was in separate buckets. But then as more allegations keep coming out from other people, then now it's all getting kind of mixed.
I think that maybe it's easy to also in the beginning, especially when it's coming from someone like Prism 42, it's easy to be like, okay, we know these people are transphobic. We know that they think that all trans people are predators and groomers. And we almost feel like the need to defend that and just be like, that's not true.
And the reason that that bugs me in particular, it's, we've talked about even with like Ruby and Jody, where it's like, okay, they did do bad stuff though. So like, don't misframe it to be something that's like fits your narrative and makes it even worse. Like, we can just be mad for the stuff they actually did.
Yeah, but what I was telling Lily though yesterday is, I was like, you know, the people that believe that trans people are groomers and predators innately, like just being trans makes you that, and like you're only trans to have access to children, which I don't know how that riddle works, are gonna obviously take this as fuel and they are going to continue to spew transphobic shit. Nothing's really gonna change their mind. But I think that people who are not transphobic would see this for what it is, which is an isolated incident and an unfortunate situation where someone who happens to be trans also happens to have some really fucked up shit going on with their sexual fantasies and stuff. But not only that, you have to also remember, this person didn't do this while they were trans.
I was,
or like,
just
out
gonna
and
say that. I'm like, ironically, I feel like something no one's bringing up is that, like, it's interesting that all of it was pre-transition, because they're demonizing the post-transition. I don't know. It's just interesting to see that the trans thing is such a part of the conversation when it doesn't actually even seem relevant to it.
But Ava did make a statement. Should we read that? Because she obviously, I think she posted at the same time that Mr. Beast posted, because that was a mutual decision. And this was the time where if she was going to deny anything, this would have been the time to do it. So she says, I would like to apologize for any of my past behavior or comments if it hurt or offended anyone. That already got me, that if it hurt is always a dumb decision. I feel like, haven't we all decided that apologies, you can't put an if. It kind of fucks up the whole thing. It was not my intent. Seeing recent events, we've mutually decided it's best I permanently step away from all things Mr. Beast and social media to focus on my family and mental health. I want to add, I never groomed anyone. The person who gets brought up in these accusations, and then they at Lava, has vocally supported that they are false. Having said that, I humbly apologize to anyone I have hurt with my unacceptable social media posts, past actions, and to those who may feel betrayed by how I used to act online. To lump these two factors together to create a narrative that my behavior extended beyond bad, edgy jokes is disgusting and did not happen. In past years, I have learned that my old humor is not acceptable. I cannot change who I was, but I can continue to work on myself. I don't want these accusations to impact the hundreds of people who work at Mr. Beast, which is why I have stepped away. I find this an interesting distancing herself from, I don't know, like, this is beyond jokes. Like, if you sent something to minors,
I feel like not everyone has seen or is aware of those allegations, other than Lava having the screenshots where it's like pointing at, like, saying hentai and stuff. But Lava never made any of those allegations, so I don't think that Ava even had those to deny yet at this point.
Oh, okay. So maybe that's what it is. Because I think that Nate guy who uploaded those TikToks with the Discord messages and
stuff,
that
was the first person.
Obviously, that's some of the worst shit.
No, I definitely think he was the first to, like, actually have allegations. Like, no, this wasn't just like, oh, we talked about some stuff sometimes. It was like, no, he sent us porn. There was an NSFW part of the server, and that, like, he had to scrub it before it went public and all this stuff. And that definitely was more incriminating.
Yeah. And I also think it's interesting that Lava kind of backpedaled a little bit to say, hey, like, my allegations are not true, but I've seen enough on the internet to kind of come to terms with the fact that there was inappropriate shit going on. That's interesting because of how hard Lava rode for Ava, that they finally acknowledged, like, okay,
I also maybe I'm not a victim, but maybe other people are. Because I mentioned earlier that Keemstar got involved in this, and apparently that's because Mr. Beast connected Lava directly. Keemstar's statement on behalf of Lava, it says, Mr. Beast connected me directly to Lava, the alleged Chris Tyson groom victim. Lava, quote, I did not meet Chris Tyson by myself. I meet Chris and the Mr. Beast crew with my family present, and I ran a Discord with Chris Tyson that when I was 13 and edgy, inappropriate jokes were said. That's it. And then after that, Lava then also went on to do the Rolling Stone interview, which actually does have an interesting aspect, because Lava ended up working for Beast Games for a year, and the employee that hired him is named Trey Yates. I guess Trey edited for Mr. Beast from 2018 to 2021, and he hired Lava as just a PA. And he told Rolling Stone he came to visit because he knew Ava from playing games online. Ava wanted Lava to work for the Mr. Beast gaming channel, and we were happy to bring him on and pay him. And then for the grooming allegations, Yates recalled that there was never any hint or indication that something like that was happening, or even, albeit blatant, proof that something like that was occurring. But yeah, so that's another person that's backing up Ava's side.
Okay, girlies, there's been quite the update. Since filming, there has been a lot more to come out. Specifically, there's been a leak of the chat logs from the Discord server that Ava was a part of. And, you know, they definitely don't make her look any better. It's a lot of the same stuff we've already covered. Sexual references, sexual jokes, possibly sending explicit photos, possibly sending explicit art. Well, actually, definitely sending explicit art. Because one example where Ava sends out the link to Shadman's website. So that's fun. Honestly, I'm not going to go through all of those right now because I don't even know where to start, but I will put the link below that allows you to download all of those chat logs. The main reason, though, I bring this up is because this leak, along with other screenshots that have been resurfacing, all of that collectively prompted Lava to revise his statement. So first he put out this one where it says, based on the recent screenshots and messages, I would like to say a statement about the Discord. This was 5 or 6 years ago, and I thought I had a good memory of situation, but I was wrong. After reading the chat logs, this stuff was inappropriate and wrong. I spoke based on memory of the situation, and I still do not remember these conversations, but they definitely happened. These conversations should not have happened with people at the age I was at the time. I strongly condemn them. I still believe that I'm not a grooming victim, but these conversations should not have happened with me and any other minor in the Discord. I was a minor in this situation and not the adult influencer who shouldn't have allowed this to happen. I did not see this wrong at the time. He added, clarification, this is only related to the Discord server and not any other statements I've made regarding Ava Tyson. When referring to the situation, I'm talking solely about the Discord server. And then he reposted his statement where he says he commends Mr. Beast for taking the situation seriously and hiring a third-party investigator. We'll get to that in a second, actually, though. Then, after that, he put up another tweet that says, I appreciate everyone taking this tweet as me talking about everything I've stated about Ava Tyson. It is not. This is only about the Discord logs, and the reason I spoke on my memory being bad is I have thousands of conversations in this Discord. I did not speak to Ava 24/7, even before the Discord server. We spoke a few times a week, and that's why I'm able to remember what actually happened between me and her. I still believe the other allegations deserve to be investigated. I'm not defending the actions of Ava. Also, the great cleansing is not related to the original cleaning the Discord statement Nathan made, and he knows that. This great cleansing was years after the server went public. We were talking about scrubbing any word that might be against TOS so we could get a Discord partnership. This includes words like boomer, porn, cum, and others. I'll probably have to bleep those, sorry. Below is more logs from the Discord confirming that. I still do not remember the NSFW channel stuff, but it's been proven to have existed from logs. Okay, now last update from Lava we have is him saying, I've seen the leaks, while not nearly as damning as everyone thought they would be. There's a few individuals in the leaks who deserve to be investigated. One named Milk, who is an IRL friend of Chris and the same age as them. Was someone me and I'm Brain Freak, who's Nate, the guy we watched earlier, who was a mod as well. Someone me and I'm Brain Freak grew to despise, and I'm sure he will agree with me on that. He was a disturbed individual, and we fought tooth and nail with Chris to get him banned, which did eventually happen. I encourage you all to read through them thoroughly. I, at one point, was an edgy teenage Gmod kid and said some weird shit to be jokes. I also had some very right-leaning views. I joined the Discord to work what I believe around Christmas 2017, early 2018. My memory from this Discord is very limited, and I only remember major events. I wasn't involved in the NSFW channel, as you can tell from the leaks, which is probably why I don't remember it. 2021 was the last time I was ever affiliated with anyone from Mr. Beast, and only recently came into contact again so I could be put in contact with Drama Alert. There were some strange conversations that happened. I'm honestly glad these leaks came out, as they show a very different time of the internet. Hopefully these leaks can be an effective piece of evidence for the third-party investigation Mr. Beast has hired. I again am stating that I am personally not a victim, but there are many other allegations, Shadman, SA, victims, etc. I have seen that I strongly condemn and hope they are investigated and the proper action is taken. I thank those who reached out to check on me, and I worry for those who reached out and said some heinous shit in my DMs. I thank I'm Brain Freak and his team for releasing these leaks, because they can definitely be a useful tool for investigations. For those thinking I was paid off or forced to sign an NDA regarding this, that would be very irrational for anyone to do. Thank you all for your concern about me, but please direct your attention to other allegations, especially the new SA allegations that have come out. They need to be investigated by the proper authorities ASAP. I am just as distraught as the rest of you. And then he follows up with, please do not read this message as me defending anything in the Discord. As stated, they deserve to be investigated. Whew. So that's where we're at. But as you heard, there have been SA allegations that have now come out. Okay, so the SA allegations. Honestly, I'm going to be real with you guys. This is the longest thread ever. And I have read through the whole thing, but I do not have time to go through it all. And it is also pretty graphic and definitely will get us demonetized. So I'm going to link it in the description below, along with the chat logs from the Discord leak and anything extra that you might want to read through, I'll put in the description. But to give you a brief as possible overview, this person, her username is Muskina, but I guess her name is Jess. And she at one point ended up being Ava's assistant working under the Mr. Beast umbrella. And on July 26th, she posted this Twitter thread where she basically describes their entire relationship from when they first met to now. So I won't go into detail, but it is pretty early on that she alleges that Ava essayed her, but their relationship did continue after that. So if we go through that timeline, they met first online in November 2022, and it was after Ava had followed them on Twitter because they bonded over shared experiences with their transitioning. And eventually they decided that they would meet in person, and it apparently went well. So they go on to have a very messy, blurred range of relationships where sometimes they're intimate, sometimes they're just coworkers, sometimes they're friends. It gets really messy, but again, I'll link the Twitter thread below. But ultimately, it does end with Jess moving out of Ava's house, and under the impression that she would still be working for her, it would just be remote. And come to find, Ava was not on the same page and took her moving out as her resigning. She planned to bring it to HR. But then Ava actually found out before she went to HR that she had talked about Ava sexually her and was planning on reporting her. And her reply was to send one message and then block her on everything. And the one message is just her saying, wow, Jess. She then says that she learned that Ava told them that she had decided to resign on her own free will, and that the first they heard of her leaving was the first week in July. It became pretty clear Ava had not been forthcoming with them. A few days later, she told them enough about what happened between Ava that led Mr. Beast to launch a third-party investigation into the matter. She says that she provided evidence of chat logs, screenshots, and gave gave them a list of witnesses in the company who had seen Ava and her being physical together. So she posted this on July 26th, and then she says, "That was over 2 weeks ago, and in that time, I've not heard back anything, despite asking for an update twice." During this time period, the allegations against Ava for inappropriately talking to minors and more details of her relationship with Shadman became public. Very interesting that she says that there was a third-party investigation being launched over 2 weeks ago, when Mr. Beast's statement says, "Over the last few days, he's become aware of the serious allegations against Ava," and says, "During that time," as in the last few days, "he has been focused on hiring an independent third party to conduct a thorough investigation to ensure he has all the facts." So to that, I have to ask, is this a different third party investigation? Or did you not actually order one to happen before? Because that was a couple weeks ago and this was a few days ago. So the math isn't mathing. And what I'm thinking is, it doesn't sound like there probably was one, and that the only reason he's saying there is one now is because this has all gone public. And I don't think that he was expecting 2 days later for Jess to come out and go public with her story and say that weeks earlier she was told that a third party was coming in. So this is going to be a long episode. Anyway, I still hate it here. Bye.
Oh, so as I said earlier, Ava has deleted all of her tweets except for those five that we read, and then also deleted Snapchat, which,
red flag.
There is one other employee that came out that is not defending them and says that Chris is just the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, I bet too.
Hold on, I can
totally see that.
I'm outside Mr. Beast's studio right now. Here's a cornfield. I'll explain that tomorrow. I've just been driving by looking to see, you know, is there an FBI raid going on? What's happening?
My name's Dawson. I worked at Mr. Beast from February.
Not to judge a book by its cover, but do they all not look exactly the same?
Like the same brand of gamer boy? Yeah.
To May, like copy this paste. Year, 2024, Chris is the tip of the iceberg. And when Jake the Viking says, Mr. Beast knew? Yeah, Mr. Beast knew. I heard many times that Ava, Chris Tyson, is a major liability, but they can't get rid of her because she's already threatened legal action and she knows too much. And when all this information comes out about everything that she knew, everything other people know, I promise you on everything Mr. Beast has done. Amazon, if you can get your money back, get your money back.
So that doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, not even close. Because I feel like, again, Jimmy is protecting the brand first. But that being said, even if Mr. Beast's enterprise goes under, like, he's set for fucking life. He is so filthy rich that, like, he's fine. And
step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Same with Ava Chris Tyson. The amount of money she's made off of the Mr. Beast franchise is insane. She's good for life. Like, people were saying, like, oh, this is Mr. Beast, like, out. Like, he wanted to get rid of her when she transitioned, and now he could finally do it.
I think he has enough of his own stuff that would get him canceled even without her.
I don't know. I think that he's just, he gives me David Dobrik vibes, to be honest.
Yes, absolutely.
Not as, like, upfront bad, but, like, behind the scenes.
Yeah. Well, and here's another clip that came out from... Rosanna actually posted this one. This is a video that was still up on his channel as of a few days ago.
Selling N-word for $400 money? The most I would pay is like $300. Sorry, $400 is just out of my price range for that type of stuff. QQ, shut the fuck up, you stupid f***it. If the video was looped, how would I call you a stupid f***it? Exactly. It's now looped, fucking dumbass. N-word. Thanks, Hassan, for the donation. I appreciate it. No more, no, boys. No more typing the N-word in chat. No more cursing. Selling 10 for $69 each. That's a steep price. I don't think you're going to get any sales. I'm kidding.
So that is the epitome of Mr. Beast's humor. And I think it's so funny that he has now like made this pivot to be like family friendly and just great and friendly guy that gives people money.
With charity.
Yeah. And it's like, no, this is the guy that you got famous. Like literally he got famous because he used to do these live streams where he'd like say the same word 5,000 times.
Exactly. I think that Mr. Beast is the epitome of someone who just kept throwing spaghetti at a wall, seeing what would stick. Like he just wanted to be big. He found out what was going to make him big. And I think just like David Dobrik, what did David Dobrik get the most popular for? Giving his friends cars, giving away $20,000 to a homeless person. People love to see that kind of content. So then he became a charity king when this is who Jimmy really is. And it's also who all of his friends likely are.
Exactly.
And especially the friends that he's had for a long, long time. They all are cut from the same cloth. I find it weird that people are separating them so severely, especially if it's proven that they were on the same servers. Like,
and honestly, that's what's like upsetting because it's because of the transgender aspect of it.
They both deserve to be held accountable for the shit that they've said. But also, Mr. Beast would arguably be the reason why Ava Chris Tyson had access to these minors in the first place. Uh-huh. Because he gave Ava the place that she had on his channel for years. So, I don't know. I feel like it's weird to separate them, too.
Yeah.
Although, one was actively sending porn, I get it. And then the other one was just a bystander. Like, I do understand there's different levels of accountability, but both should be held accountable.
So, obviously, we've seen some of the clips that people have been putting out of Mr. Beast showing him not in a great light. But this was particularly interesting. Rosanna Pansino decided that she was just gonna come and spill all the tea. She goes, I warned you about Jimmy's personality off camera. He lies, has a bad temper, runs a shady company, and keeps it a boys' club. He gets away with so many things because he uses charity as a shield. One example, Jimmy reached out to me saying he knows an awesome company that can help manage my Facebook. They took control of my Facebook and ran it for a short time. Then Jimmy and this company ghosted me for months. Turns out Jimmy owned the company and didn't disclose it to me. I heard from an ex-employee that other creators got upset with him, so he shut it down without telling anyone. This person also told me there was never an actual company. It took me a long time to get my Facebook back. Every time I've tried to do something with Jimmy, it's turned out very shady. It's a pattern. And
oh, shit.
She also includes receipts. Here he is on the call invite that she has for like her first powwow with this company, quote unquote. And
Secret Sauce is what it's called.
Right. I'm like, you didn't know he was involved? But so here she goes. Yes, Jimmy was on the video call telling me how great the company was and how they really helped him grow his Facebook. A former employee later told me Jimmy owned the company. I don't know how to see ownership of specific companies, but something was very off. Here's the video call invite. And then she also posts the full contract where Mr. Beast.
Actually fucking insane, though. If you think about it, it's like, especially he's a creator. So if you decide to start a company that can help people manage their Facebook pages, absolutely. Like, I think people would be even more down to know that you're behind the company. It's just weird to like not say that. Like,
well,
why?
And she shows the contract specifically because Mr. Beast is not named anywhere in it. And she says, here's the first draft of a contract they sent us. The company was founded in Netherlands, so I had no idea Mr. Beast was involved with it. After the company was shut down randomly by Jimmy one day, a nice ex-employee told me months later that there was never an actual company. This ex-employee helped me get my Facebook back after I was completely ghosted.
Wow.
Oh, and she also said that she spoke to YouTube after the like Creator Games thing, and that conveniently, when she talked to them, they informed her that the entire originals department was laid off and not a single person there knew anything about the production.
Interesting.
Convenient.
YouTube is not the most helpful in situations like that, I'll say.
I would agree with that, yes. Otherwise, I think that's pretty much it, but I did think this one was interesting. Rosanna retweeted it. Jimmy's ex-girlfriend came out of the woodwork and quote tweeted a tweet she had from 2022 saying Karma is my boyfriend, but now she's quote tweeting it saying, I'll tell you what, Karma certainly is not my ex-boyfriend.
And her name is Maddie Spidell. He's not very public with his girlfriends, huh? I mean, I don't keep up with Mr. Beast, but
this one,
I feel like
he
I've
was.
Never seen him date another soul. Oh, he was?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Period. All right. So since posting this episode, Rosanna Pansino has actually posted a few TikToks, three to be exact, and they are pretty crazy. So this is pretty separate from the Ava situation because she's not talking about that. She's talking about Mr. Beast Games. So I don't know if you've seen those YouTube videos that he's posted for a long time now, I feel like years at this point, where he's trying to like recreate the Squid Games. And she started getting a bunch of messages from people who have participated and are still participating in these games.
Hey guys, so it is time for a video because I have received messages from over a dozen people involved with the current Beast Games. For those of you who don't know, Beast Games is a competition show ran by Mr. Beast that will be on Amazon Prime. On to the messages. So the messages that I have received from contestants on the show are pretty much all telling a similar story, and I find them to be very disturbing. Some of the messages are from people who have competed and they've been eliminated. Some of the messages are from people who are still competing, and some of them are from people that I personally know who are involved on the show and still doing so. These people are genuinely upset about how things are going. They're scared for not only their own safety, but the safety of their friends who are still competing. They aren't doing this out of spite. They're doing this because they are afraid for themselves and for their friends. I have personally worked in entertainment and on sets for almost 2 decades, and what is going on here is beyond disgusting and extremely dangerous. I wanted to read you one of the messages with the permission of one of the contestants to give you an idea of why I'm so upset and why I simply just can't let this go. It's absolutely not okay. So I'm going to read to you her message. I was a contestant until the end. I also didn't accept their hush money. It was really bad. People were having seizures because they were not getting medication, even though we were promised we would. And it was 100% rigged. They presented it as though the game would be like Squid Games, basically a type of game show where all the games are an even playing field. That was not at all the case. All the games were about speed and strength, so only the young athletic males were at an advantage over the women, and elderly people were also casted. To make things worse, men started realizing that they could take out the women without being eliminated. Guys started tackling and hitting women. 2 girls were tackled and passed out on the field and were dragged off to continue filming. I saw people with broken bones, stitches, etc., and most were women. We were given maybe 400 calories a meal and only fed every 12 hours. Food would run out and people would fight over, steal, and hoard food. Water was scarce and kept running out as well. I had to sit with a bloody pad for 2 days before I could get undergarments and my reusable pads because I'm allergic to regular pads. We were also sleep deprived, only allowed 3 to 4 hours. We all slept on the floor in the stadium in a $10 sleeping bag. I get that people saying it's a game show and it's not meant to be easy. I'm not saying it should be easy, but it was presented like Squid Games, where competitions were not biased and didn't exclusively cater to young athletic men. People who went signed up for Squid Games, not for American Ninja Warrior and Survivor. Why else would they cast elderly people on the show? They offered anyone who lost $1,000 to sign away their rights to join any kind of class action lawsuit of any kind. I didn't sign, so I didn't get the money. After this article came out and things started blowing up, they called everyone back and decided to offer an additional $1,000 per person to make up for any of the inconveniences. They knew it was bad, because they also offered to provide therapy through their insurance. And it wasn't Amazon Prime that called me, it was Mr. Beast's crew. We were set up to fail. And when the men started tackling people to get them out, nothing was done about it. They were not even eliminated. The game that had to do with the briefcase, it felt literally like Hunger Games. While Mr. Beast is standing on his podium, looking down, watching all of us peasants fight for a chance at 5 million. I know it's a game show, and I know it's not meant to be easy, but even with a waiver, it is a company's responsibility to have safety protocols in place to try to prevent injuries. That is not what was happening here. The fact that the nurses at the hospital in Las Vegas are also confirming all of the injuries that happened is proof. They did not have to sign an NDA. and 5 of us so far have tested positive for COVID. Also, someone was allowed to go in with pink eye, which of course is also contagious. Now, this contestant has shared even more details with me, and I'll keep you updated. I have even more statements to come. And just as someone who has worked in entertainment and on sets, huge professional sets for years, I've seen people being treated different ways, but this is absolutely unacceptable.
The second TikTok she posted, I'm not going to play just because it's kind of the same sentiment, just with a different message from someone else that is a part of these games. And it's the same exact thing. They saw people having seizures. They really highlight the poor medical care and also that they just weren't giving food to people, so people were feeling ill. Now, from what I understand, these are not stories from the Amazon production. This is from Mr. Beast's YouTube production, which is highly funded, to say the least. So none of this should have been happening, point blank. But this third TikTok that she just posted recently is insane.
I just received a very interesting email that I wanted to share with you. As I mentioned before, I'm in touch with crew members and people working on Beast Games. I've also been in contact with the people who are the IATSE union, both in Las Vegas, where the first week of shooting happened, as well in Canada, where the next round will be shooting. For those of you who don't know what IATSE is, it's spelled I-A-T-S-E, and basically they are the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, and they represent the people behind the scenes who make TV shows and movies. They have over 168,000 members, and pretty much every large set I've ever been on, it's IATSE crews. Now, I'll have more info on this in the future, but a higher up in the industry who I trust more than anything, literally, you guys, I trust him with my life, and I know that sounds dramatic, but that's truly how I feel about this person. They said that Jimmy and his team specifically requested that Beast Games be non-union. This is for a few reasons. Mainly so Jimmy wouldn't have to pay the crew benefits, but also these unions require very strict safety guidelines. From what I'm hearing as well, Mr. Beast's team was in charge of hiring the crew, and they couldn't find enough non-union people to hire, so they were forced to hire union members. The Mr. Beast team still said they would not pay anyone's benefits. So the email I want to read for you today was sent out by a branch of IATSE to its members in Canada, which is where the next leg of Beast Games is to be filmed. It states the following. Dear members of IATSE, Mr. Beast, parentheses, Beast Games, aka Project Greenlight, just so people know, like TV shows and movies have project names, like secret project names, and this one's secret project name is Greenlight, has been deemed an unfair production. As per Section 12 of the Constitution and Bylaws, parentheses see below, no member of IATSE is permitted to work on this production. Now this is Section 12, unfair job. No member of local shall work on any job that is declared unfair. For the purpose of these bylaws, any motion picture work taking place within the jurisdiction of IATSE that is not taking place under a signed collective agreement or letter of understanding with a local shall be considered unfair. A member refusing to leave a job declared unfair or which falls under the definition contained herein shall be expelled from the membership. So at a bare minimum, this shows that Jimmy never planned to make Beast Games a union show. He wants to hire union workers. He wants the quality, but he doesn't want to pay for them. In my opinion, and from the stories that I've heard, Jimmy pays very little and did not want to cover people's benefits. Amazon gave Jimmy $100 million to make this game show. That is plenty of money to make a safe show. And I want to know, where's the money going? It's not going to pay for the crew and their benefits. It's not going for safety protocol. It's not going to quality food. And it's just interesting to me that someone who claims that they want to give back and they care about people doesn't seem to do it when the cameras aren't rolling.
This is just insane. The fact that Mr. Beast paints himself to be this charity, just giver, just selfless human being, and then this is what's really going on, to the point that unions are warning people to not work with him. I really hope that this is a wake-up call. I mean, I know his fan base is not necessarily, you know, the audience of this show, but I do hope that those teenage boys who are primarily his following grow up and he, I don't know, flops or something, because his access to all this money, coupled in with his blatant disregard for the people who work on his sets and who work for his company, it's just, it's a recipe for disaster. I just feel like it's just a matter of time before, I know seizures are bad, but before something worse happens. So yeah, that's pretty much what Rosanna has said so far. She seems to have access to some pretty crazy information, so if anything comes out, we'll let you know. Well, this was a lot to process. I think all in all, two things can be true at once. Prism 42 guy, super weird, super transphobic.
I think the takeaway there is that he tries to insinuate that there was like sexual conversations going on and like potentially even physical sexual stuff could have occurred. I think he reaches for a lot of that, but that doesn't excuse any of the other behavior, such as sending porn.
I do think the first part is true, though. I do think sexual conversations took place with minors. Absolutely.
I think that that's proven. In the sense of it being like sexual humor, but I don't think he was like engaging in a sexual relationship with these minors.
I don't know, because the second you start sending porn, it's just like Colleen. Colleen was sending Trisha's nudes as a joke, and that is still illegal and also sexual conversation. No, it's
fucked either way, but I don't think that it was like they weren't engaged in, you know, like in a...
I know what you mean. I just don't think that that nuance changes anything for me personally. Like, I think that regardless of what the nature was...
I mean, all of it exists on a spectrum, and I think that it's like if she was sending like her own nudes or like they were having like this weird... that is worse, but the rest of it's bad enough anyway. So it's like, I think that more veers on like crime and like get the police involved, which I don't think can happen.
This could be as well too.
Yeah, it was like, which I don't think could happen with the humor, but with the porn sending, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what Ava Chris Tyson's mindset was when sending it. I don't know if she got pleasure out of it sexually, but it's all just a little too much for me. And I personally don't have any like connection to Mr. Beast or Ava in general. We obviously defended her when just people are being transphobic and had no proof to back it up. Like, yeah, that's fucked up and we're not going to stand for that. But this, again, I believe it to be an isolated incident. Someone that happens to be trans, who was not out at the time, had not transitioned at all, did a lot of weird shit regarding minors. And I think that absolutely, you know, I think it's the right move that she was removed from Mr. Beast. But when's Mr. Beast going to get removed from Mr. Beast? You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing. I think we pointed out, it was like, it all happened when she hadn't even transitioned yet. Yet trans is like the focus of this whole thing. But I feel like it's much more the like sense of humor of all of their friends and like the stuff that they talked about and the content that Jimmy used to make.
Absolutely.
It all matches that. It's not just Ava and Jimmy. It has nothing to do with trans people. Not.
I bet you it's the whole fucking office, or at least their close friends that feel like they can be this way with Ava and Jimmy are this way with Ava and Jimmy. So
step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I just feel like there's more to come. I believe that employee, although his delivery was a little weird, like just driving past
the cornfield.
Yeah. Like, I'm confused. But yeah, all in all, that is pretty much what we know right now. I don't anticipate, I mean, unless obviously like new victims step forward or new evidence comes out. But like, as far as Ava and Jimmy goes, I doubt they're going to be saying anything else.
No, I feel
and
like
I'm pretty
like
sure
gonna...
Ava's going to disappear from the internet.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they'll be closing up shop for a while.
By the way, I would bet money that whatever stake she has in Mr. Beast remains. I think that she could be stepping back publicly, but privately is a whole different story.
Or like I said, I think maybe, or like if Mr. Beast like gave her a payout,
like a severance, yeah, or something. She's gonna be fine.
It wasn't like you're fired, be gone. I think it was like, okay, just lay low for a little bit and we'll figure it out.
For sure. But anyway, we have to end it with a we love the internet. We can't.
Yeah, I was gonna say
that was a bit much.
Need some kind of a higher note.
You know, we don't really talk about politics on this channel much, so I'm not going to, but this was a very funny moment with someone named Tim Burchett, who is a representative, and he just kind of ate, I fear, honestly.
Will you commit to opposing a nationwide abortion ban?
Will you commit to putting some sunscreen on those legs? Man, I gotta wear welding goggles out here, they're so wide.
Literally, I'm like, Was that Prism 42?
Right. Will you commit to a nationwide abortion ban?
Oh, my.
That was such quick thinking on his feet. I mean, what a legend, honestly. Yeah, I don't know anything about his politics or stances on anything, but he seems pretty slay.
Well done. Would you prefer a pig or a cow?
A cow.
This cow just had a baby, and it's bringing the baby to meet its human.
Oh, my God. That's so cute.
Hey, Kwee-Kwee. Hey, Kwee-Kwee and baby. Oh, beautiful Quita. Hey, Quee. Hey. Hey, baby. Oh, hey, baby. Quita and baby.
The way that literally looks like a clone. There's no difference in them. It just looks like the same cow just shrunk.
But
that's
I also
insane.
Love it. Like, one of the comments says, she did the go say hello to my friend move. Literally, look at it. She like looks at her and she's
nudge.
Like, go say hi. Yeah.
Well, anyway, guys, this episode has been a whirlwind. And thank you for sticking with us if you made it to the end, because it was a lot. What can we say? We're going to try to balance it out next time. We'll hopefully have some lighthearted topics if someone doesn't get fucking exposed over the weekend. Jesus. Oh, my God. Do you hear my daughter?
Yep.
Okay, she's literally feral. She's not even like upset. She just like likes to hear herself scream.
Of course.
Anyway, okay, I'm gonna let you go. And yeah, as always, thank you so much for watching. She's literally screaming so loud. And I will see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye. Cheers.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.